703 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You might already heard the song Young Legend and seen some videos about it. And now we got to talk on the phone with Rob Savage and Boy Big to see what's going on with the movement right now with FaithWorks Productions. How both of y'all doing right now?
Yeah, we good.
Good.
So we got to talk about, first of all, the direction on the song for Young Legend. Tell us a little bit of how we got this started and how we got the movement going for this song.
When this came on, when everybody was talking about when this happened to Young Legend, it took over Facebook, it took over the news, it took over conversation, and man, the day it happened, it weighed heavy on my heart. We was in the studio, and out of nowhere, do this for Legend, just came up, man, and all the guys heard it, and from that point on, everybody was very adamant on expressing how they felt about this.
No doubt, and of course, a big turnout happened over the weekend for this, right?
Yeah, it was real big, man. We had a lot of support. KC really showed up. We're looking to try to gain some more support. We're trying to make a lot of noise for Legend, man. This should not be okay. And we're losing a lot of brothers and sisters every day, man. And somebody got to stand up. So we standing up, standing tall, making a lot of noise. And we want Kansas City to back us, man, and back Sharon, Legend's mother.
Yeah.
No doubt. So tell us a little bit more about FaithWorks Productions, Rob, for those who don't know about what y'all doing over there.
So we do a variety of things. We do music, of course. We've got artists on the label. We also do film. We got two reality shows we're filming, and we do small short films. We also do a lot of behind-the-scenes ministry called the Blessing Bandit. And what we do is we find out people who have situations, you know, misfortunes, and we come in and bless them. We get with their relatives, the family members, and friends. We come in and bless them, and then when they get home, they're blessed with whatever they need, whether it was furniture, a car, bills paid, whatever. Sometimes single moms, we just come in and clean the house before, and when they come home, they got a clean house. They don't even know who did it, but that's the whole purpose of the Blessing Bandits, because nobody knows who we are, man. We just real big on loving people. That's what we're trying to show with this whole situation with Legend. We just love people, man. And so that's our heart and passion, is just to bring people together and love on people, especially in tough times.
Oh, man, I love what y'all doing out there. Of course, we're talking with Rob Savage and Boy Big about the movement that's going on with the song Young Legend, and most importantly, trying to help out those out here in the community. So if they want to support this endeavor, Boy Big, how can they do that?
Man, they got to start showing up, man. Showing up and showing out. You know what I'm saying? You got to be willing to stand up for this, like everybody stood up for Mr. Floyd. Mm. We got to stand up for this, for these young people and these innocent people getting gunned down in our streets by people who look like me and you.
Yeah. We just had another homicide earlier this afternoon. I just read about earlier. So we got to do more right here in this city for sure. So we all got to come together and make that happen. Tell us what's next for FaithWorks Productions in this community. Rob?
What we're going to do is we're working with the Legends family, and what we're going to do is do a small documentary and take it from the front to the finish. You know what I'm saying? We're in the middle right now because we're still trying to catch and find out who did this crime. And so we're gonna try to put this on every network in America, any network that'll take it, because this whole project we're doing for Legend, but Legend is speaking through all of us, because Legend could have been any one of our kids.
Yeah.
And we're losing our kids and our men and women on the streets every day by senseless violence. And it's a lot of people in Kansas City. I'm going to just be real with it. I pray for Kansas City all the time, too. Matter of fact, in my verse, I say pray for Kansas City, but praying is not going to be enough. We got to do more. We got to stand up. When I was a youngster coming up along in the street, you couldn't kill no kid or no kill no woman, no old woman or something like that. And then just that was cool. And so, you know, that shouldn't be cool these days. We got to break that mentality. And by breaking it, what we got to do is just start showing up, like Boy Big said, and, you know, letting these folks know we're done with this. We're not going to keep accepting this. This is not okay.
I am with both of y'all on what y'all doing. I appreciate what y'all doing out here in the streets and what you're doing for Young Legend out here. And if they want to check out the actual song and visuals and all that, where can they go to?
All right, so, man, we got a worldwide premiere for Do This for Legend. It's going to drop tomorrow. You're going to have to go to my page, Big Rob Savage on YouTube, Big Rob Savage TV on YouTube. Go to Big Rob Savage on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll see us. It's gonna be an amazing video. A lot of people came out. A lot of big-name artists came out. A lot of people that's been in the street for a long time are supporting this. So it's going to be amazing, man. I'm excited for everybody to see it.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Rich the Factor. Shout out to PJ the Singer. Shout out to Young Father for getting on this song with me and Rob Savage and just putting our hearts on the line and getting it out there, man. It's a beautiful song. And it's a sad situation that we came together. But when we came together, we honoring Young Legend to the utmost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all brothers for what y'all doing once again. Thank you for y'all time for calling in and giving us this information. Most importantly, if somebody out there is listening right now, if you have any information on what happened to Legend, make sure you call 816-474-TIPS and help out this family get justice that they deserve. Appreciate you, fellas, and look forward to talking to you again soon, hopefully in person.
Yes, sounds good, bro. Sounds good. Let's keep it going.